The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. REMAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group REMAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Andy Brownell, Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group REMAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I'm liking the summer weather, I'll tell you that much.
Me too. I have been so good about getting up every morning bright and early and getting my 5 to 6 mile walk in, 10,000 steps every morning, 7 days a week. Now, I'm going to call out my walking partner, Lisa. She doesn't come with me on the weekends, but that's okay because she can build the extra steps during the day. But I have been doing this. I'm pretty excited because today was, let me look at my app. Today was the 324th. Tomorrow will be 25th.
Impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Not that, what, a month and a half away from a full year then?
Well, yeah, that was my goal. First, I did it, you know, as a birthday gift to myself last September. I was going to do 10,000 steps every day in the month of September. Asked Scott to join me. Then in October, I said, now let's do it for your birthday. And then I said, I'm keeping going. I'm going to do one full year, 365 days. He goes, yep, count me out. I'm not doing it. He's done a lot of days, but I've done them all. And I'm happy about that.
I tell you, I got frustrated. I've been, you know, trying to learn Spanish through the Duolingo app.
Oh, good for you.
And, you know, just something I do in my spare time. And I had gotten to 300 and almost 50 days straight without missing a day of practicing. And then I had my health hiccup.
Your scare. Yeah.
So now my streak ended. I didn't make it to a year and I got to start over. I just started over yesterday. I finally said, okay, I'm going to dive back into it again.
There you go. Good for you. I should join you, but I need to take up French because our neighbors are French speaking, and that's tough to. Well, thank goodness for a translation device.
Yeah, the Google is pretty good for that, or even I think Apple has one too. But I noticed that the trend. I know it's been, you know, not a rapid drop or anything, but it seems as if the mortgage rates continue to slide bit by bit.
Exactly. So it's funny because people say, wait, I thought the Feds decided not to drop the interest rate yet. Well, this is true. But when people say to me, why is it that the mortgage rates are falling then? It's because they really go by the Treasury yields, right? So the 10-year Treasury yield, which strictly influences the mortgage rates, has remained below 4.2%. So that means that the investors know that the economy is slowing down, inflation is easing, so they feel confident. The June jobs report, the core price index readings, yep, giving the Federal Reserve signals, everything. So the development definitely has helped the interest rates. And this past week, the 30-year fixed rate averaged 6.77, and the 50-year fixed rate dropped to 6.05. So that has definitely helped ease the affordability challenges. I will tell you, Andy, I think we've talked a little bit about this, but people say, well, how much does that really mean in the monthly house payment, right? So when I'm talking average, I'm always talking about like $400,000 because that's kind of now becomes our new average. That would mean just since April, you're paying approximately $115 a month less for your house payment. So that's, you know, another stop at the grocery store or another filling up the tank or whatever. It all matters, right? Every bit of it matters.
You bet it does.
So the 6.77 is down from last week's 6.89. So that's actually pretty significant. And it's definitely the lowest that we've seen since mid-March. So, yeah, I feel good about it.
And I go back, I remember when we got our first mortgage, which was almost 10%. People nowadays go, what? 10%? Well, they were even higher than that. They were almost 17% for a while there. Mm-hmm. And when it got down to 6.5%, we were just gleeful and refinanced right away.
Right. And so that's the thing. You know, as we've talked about over and over on this show, is that crazy anomaly that we had with interest rates during a worldwide pandemic. Okay, like you cannot recreate that, and nor do we want to.
No. Right?
But that is becoming further and further and further in the rearview mirror, which is helping things come back to normal and people understanding that, hey, right now, both the 30-year and the 15-year weekly averages are lower than they were a year ago. Okay, so this is good. This is good.
So if I'm looking at a $400,000 house.
Yes.
What, at these kind of interest rates, what kind of, you know, what is the monthly mortgage payment like? If, you know, just a ballpark.
So everybody has on their phones a mortgage calculator. But what I tell people, just for a ballpark number, whatever your interest rate is. So let's say your interest rate is 6.5.
Sure.
Okay, for easy math. And whatever you're going to borrow, now, if you're buying a $400,000 house, let's just say you're going to put 10% down instead of, okay, instead of 20%. So you're putting 10% down, so you're going to borrow $360,000. So now take 360 times 6.5. So the interest rate times the number of thousands, right? So that's 2,340 principal and interest.
Okay.
Makes sense? So yeah. Take that interest rate times the number of thousands that you're going to borrow it against to give yourself a ballpark figure. But like I said, mortgage calculators are really easy to find. Now, of course, it doesn't stop at principal and interest. In this particular case, we were talking about 10% down. So then you're going to have a mortgage insurance added on there because you didn't put 20% down. Unless, of course, you're doing a special like doctor's loan or something where they waive the mortgage insurance. So again, what it all comes down to, so many different products, and so important to use somebody who is well versed in the different products and knows, once they meet you and talk to you, what the best situation is going to be for you. Okay, because it's not like one size fits all by any means.
Yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit.
Yeah, so in addition to, you know, principal and interest, and now mortgage insurance, you also have homeowners insurance and taxes.
Taxes. Okay.
And unfortunately, neither one of those is going down. So those have both been going up, not taxes as much as insurance, but man, oh man, homeowners insurance is some crazy stuff these days. I used to tell people, oh, you know, it's all roughly $100 a month. Well, nobody's paying $1,200 a year for insurance anymore. $1,600, $1,800, $2,000, $3,000. I mean, it's expensive, but it's just part of the formula. And then once you add all those things in, so I would say, let me just estimate, because you asked me for a ballpark, okay? So I'm going to say we'll add another 150 plus. So your monthly payment is going to probably be somewhere around $2,850.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Okay.
So, and that's on a $400,000 home.
With 10,000, with 10% down.
Right.
At 6.5%.
And that $400,000 home probably comes with a close to a quarter of an acre.
Right.
Lawn.
Yeah, I would think so.
And you're going to have a two-stall garage at least.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you're going to be lucky and find the three, and you get all these, you know, odds are you're going to have a really nice kitchen. You're going to have what? Three, maybe four bedrooms.
Right. Three or four maybe bedrooms.
Multiple bathrooms.
Yeah.
Well, how much, I mean, if you were to try to rent that kind of square footage,
yes.
You're talking $5,000 a month.
Exactly. And I mean, obviously, you don't have to put a quarter in me to get me started on, it's such a good investment to buy a house when you're in a position to buy a house. There is definitely a need for renting. And there are times when renting is what people need. For instance, you know, I just moved to town. I'm just starting my job. My fiance isn't coming for six more months. I'm just going to rent until he gets here. And then we're going to buy a house. We'll have both incomes. Or, you know, I want to know where I'm going to live. So I want to get to know the town a little bit. So I've signed a 6-month lease so I can take my time. Or we're building a house, so we're going to rent for a year while we're building. I mean, there are definitely times where it's great that we have rental options. Or I'm coming to do a 1-year fellowship. I don't want to mess with buying a house and having to turn around and sell it again. I'm going to rent a house. So there are definitely times where it makes more sense. Or you know what, I am just overwhelmed. I travel all the time. I don't want to think about upkeeping a house. I want to rent because I work part of my time here, part of my time in Scottsdale, part of my time in Jacksonville. I actually own one house in Scottsdale. You know, there are situations where it makes sense to rent, but most of the time, I will tell you, if you can buy a house, you are definitely making a better financial decision buying that house. Because if you're worried about the bottom falling out, the prices going down, dropping, I mean, everybody's like, oh my God, if I buy a house now and I'm only here 3 years and then prices go down, nope, not happening, not happening. Or, you know, we get too many houses for sale and then I can't sell it. Also, not happening. It's going to take us a while to recover the inventory that we need and to actually be caught up because we are definitely operating on a huge shortage of supply.
It's in the many thousands of units. The city, just Rochester, is short of what it needs.
Yes, correct. Wow. I actually just did a report on some investors that want to come to town. So I don't have that here. I have that at the office, but it's a big, I'll talk about that maybe next week on the show.
There's a lot of
interesting statistics in there.
All right. We have to take a break already. We're talking with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results.
My name now.
It's the end of the week.
Okay. It's okay. I'll forgive you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group Remax Results. We'll return in a moment on News Talk 1340 KROCAM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROCAM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROCAM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. We're talking real estate here in southeastern Minnesota. And of course, we just mentioned the ongoing inventory shortage. And that is still driving prices, isn't it, Robin?
Uh-huh.
And that means, and I think I saw, you know, we're talking 15 years out. They're projecting that we'll still have an inventory shortage. And that's being driven by the number of people who are expected to move into southeastern Minnesota due to the expansion of mail and other factors as more and more jobs become available here.
Exactly. Yeah. It'll keep spreading out, you know, so those outlying communities are going to become more and more bedroom communities, right? People will just keep spreading out, I think that's good as well. Oh, I am listening to you, but I was also looking at an article here and I'm feeling a little proud of myself because this article was written by the housing market. Written by Real Estate News. It's called The Housing Market Decoded. And you just asked me what would approximately a house payment be on a $400,000 house. And I said, I'm ballparking it at about $2,850.
Yeah.
And it says right here, higher mortgage rates make buying a home more expensive. In July of 2021, for example, when the average rates were 2.88, the typical monthly payment on a $400,000 home was at about $2,000 a month. And then when interest rates hit 7%, the monthly payment on a $400,000 home was almost $3,000. So I was talking at 6.5 and said approximately $2,850. So I think that was probably pretty darn close.
Yeah, because you said that shaved almost $150 off.
Right, right.
A monthly payment. And interest payments.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
and I still look at, you know, you always talk about look at your monthly budget, your household budget. And
what can you afford to spend for housing, for shelter? Exactly.
And I wonder with the average income in this area from the number of people who have professional positions and, you know, just as a percent of their monthly income, somehow I think it works out okay if you actually look at your budget.
Oh, yeah. And this is the thing. Anytime, whether you're paying, you know, whether you're saying, well, what's the difference? What is the difference if I can comfortably afford to spend $2,500 a month on a mortgage payment or $2,500 a month on rent. You know, at least if I'm paying rent, that's all I'm paying. If I'm paying the mortgage payment, I'm going to have to pay to fix this or fix that or do this or do that. All of that is true. However, that $2,500 a month that you're paying for that rent, kiss it goodbye, because that's exactly what you're getting for that is shelter and shelter alone. Whereas your house payment is the bank account that you live in. I sound like a broken record, but you're building your equity, you're building your wealth. So I say, not only do you want the house that you live in, buy as many as you can, build your wealth, rent them out. I mean, honestly, it is a great tool for setting yourself up for retirement. It truly, truly is.
I read an article too, Robin. It was over the past week, and it was built on a conservative model of a 3% increase in the value of your home annually.
Uh-huh. Very conservative.
Right. Uh-huh. Based upon that, over the 30-year lifespan of a mortgage, and you've pointed out most people don't live in their homes the 30 years it would take to pay off a standard mortgage. But under that scenario, just at 3% increase in value, your home will triple in value during that time.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there have been a few years in time, over time, like the year of 1991 or maybe 2009, 10, and 11, where values actually dropped, prices dropped, okay? But those were, again, really unusual situations, and it was just what was going on in the economy in general. But that's a whole lot of years where prices have been going up. And 3% is one thing. But remember us talking during those low interest rate days about houses going up in the double digits year over year and how much equity people were in that short time? Well, that equity, I mean, sure, it's slowed down and it's not going up at that pace. But what they gained is real and it's there, right?
Yeah, it's still there.
It's still there.
And, those of us who own homes enjoyed that. I mean, we still have that part of our net worth.
And you know that when it comes time to sell it, that's been a fabulous investment. And I'm telling you, and again, nothing new to you, Andy. You're probably so sick of hearing the same things over and over. But just in case there's new listeners, just in case they haven't heard this spiel before, it's so important to think about, okay, I mean, if I pay this house payment, I can't afford to put the money I would want to put in the savings account. Well, I'm not trying to discourage anybody from saving money, but I do want you to get into that mindset. When I pay this house payment, I'm dual. I mean, I'm paying my shelter and I'm putting money into my exclamation mark, you know, my quotation marks, rather, savings account. So it's like it definitely will serve as that, and you'll be so happy and so surprised. And when people come to me and say, Robin, I want you to help me find a house, I will tell you that my mindset is I want to help you find a house that you like. Absolutely. Forget about the perfect house. It doesn't exist. People who build their own house and put tons and tons of time into planning it still wish they would have done something different.
So, always. You know,
it's not about a perfect house, but it's about a house that works for you. But from my point of view, it's a house where you're making a sound investment so that when you do go to call me 5 to 7 years from now and say, Robin, I know I told you I'm going to live here forever, but you were right. I want to sell now. I'm moving to so-and-so, or I'm getting married, or we're having another baby, or, you know, whatever it is. I love to go back to that house and say, you guys are going to be so darn excited when I tell you how much money you're going to make after living here for the past 7 years. You know, it's fun. It's exciting because I now become, you know, not only their real estate agent, but now I feel like I've become their wealth manager and, you know, their, I don't know, what do I want to say?
You're Santa Claus at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like I've really been a good guide in, you know, the steps along the way. And I feel good about that. It's very satisfying. It's a very satisfying part of my job.
For sure. It's time for another break. Awesome. We'll be back in just a few seconds with Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group Remax Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9.
Message and data rates may apply.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. It's our Saturday morning chat about real estate here in southeastern Minnesota, and I guess the market overall, because it affects things in southeastern Minnesota. During the break, Robin, you mentioned that the inventory shortage is actually impacting the number of foreign buyers coming into the United States.
Right.
Yeah.
So not just
that's interesting.
It's not just the people who live here and want to buy houses that are buying fewer, you know what I mean? Because they're not as easy to find, right? I mean, for a while there, people were buying houses like they were buying shoes. Oh my God, you know, interest rates are this low. I'll buy another. And still there are definitely still people doing that. It's just not as easy and accessible for all people. But we have also noticed a decrease in foreign investors. I mean, not that it's gone away. There's still plenty of people coming from other countries buying properties. Not so much Minnesota, but I will say that if they are going to buy in Minnesota, Rochester is probably one of the most sought after destinations, and I'll give you one guess why.
Yeah.
Yeah, you figured it out.
There's this big presence in downtown Rochester
there. Yes, and people like to come because it's an amazing place, and sometimes they just want a place to stay when they come. But anyway, just some fun facts. Where are the foreign buyers who are still buying coming from? 13% of our foreign buyers are from Canada, well, our neighbors. So, you know, clearly that does make sense. And they have last year spent $5.9 billion in purchasing real estate. So they bought a few houses. China, or businesses or whatever they're buying. China, 11% of the foreign purchases came from China for $7.5 billion. 11% came from Mexico for $2.8 billion, and 10% came from India for $4.1 billion. So those four countries made up for almost half of the foreign purchases. So interesting.
Now, like I said, I'm not at all surprised the Canadians or even the Mexico are, but mm-hmm. India and China, that's very interesting.
Yep. Yep. Well, and maybe it's because those are countries that have a lot of money, and United States is still a place where things are pretty affordable when you're looking at the whole scheme of things.
Right? And it's also a safe investment.
Yeah, exactly. And guess where they're buying? Like I said, not so much Minnesota. It doesn't really rank up on the charts, but those foreign buyers are investing in Florida, in Texas, in California, and in Arizona. So clearly they like the sunshine.
And super, super hot weather this year.
They can have it.
Ugh. I know.
You don't beat a day like today, do you? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah,
speaking of today's weather, I'm hoping that on Saturday, I lied already. Sunday, August 4th, that we have another gorgeous day for our annual client appreciation picnic.
Oh, event. You're doing it again. Fantastic.
Out at the History Center. Yes, you should have already received an invitation, but if you haven't, let me know and I will email you one. So what we do is we throw an amazing client appreciation picnic event out at the History Center of Olmsted County. And we just keep adding things to it every year. But the big draw is we give away a grand prize of a dream vacation, including airfare. And the previous winners have loved it. And we love getting their pictures, and we'll post pictures and have a big picture board up, and they get to choose where they go. So we've had 2 years ago, this is our third year of giving the dream vacation. So 2 years ago, they went to Hawaii, and last year they went to a beautiful place in California, the other winners. So yeah, really fun, really amazing. And, you know, we started these client appreciation parties a long time ago, but like I said, we just keep adding and adding and adding. So this will be the third year that we do this big grand prize of the dream vacation, including airfare.
You're going to bring back the pulled pork, right?
You know what? What are we going to do? We're going to do food trucks this year.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah, so that'll be fun. And
yeah, that will be.
So I think it's going to be that. We know who the guy is, and we're trying to decide what he's going to serve. So it's not normally what he does, but we might have him do just real picnic food like burgers, brats, and hot dogs. So that part hasn't been ironed. But there will definitely be good food, and we're going to have the Flap Doodles ice cream truck, and we're going to have games, fun games for adults and kids alike. We always give out tons of good prizes, lots and lots of gift cards. We'll have bingo going on the entire time. It's from 1:30 until 3:30. We have fun picnic event games like three-legged race, spoon, egg on a spoon race, those kind of races, fun things for the kids, and a hula hoop contest. And we have a DJ, Chris Williams, for the third time, and he's one of our colleagues here at Remax, and he is fantastic. And everybody has so much fun. So we include all of our past clients, our current clients, and our future clients. So if you're listening and you think, hey, I'm going to buy a house from the Gwaltney Group, guess what? You're invited to come. However, you don't qualify for the dream vacation.
But the door prizes, right?
Yeah, but all the other prizes. Yep. And the food and the fun and all the other prizes. So I'm going to keep talking about this every week from now until we do the party, because last year I think we had 375 people there, which was an amazing turnout. And we're hoping for it to be even bigger and better this year. So we just like to keep growing and growing it.
And I can tell you this, even though the forecast calls for rain, because it has the last 2 years, it's not going to rain.
I know, right? You said rain and we've gotten beautiful, gorgeous weather.
I remember that one time it was like a 70% chance of thunderstorms, and it was beautiful and sunny the whole time you had the party.
Yes. We're hoping for another perfect day.
All right. Look forward to that. And Robin, I guess we'll chat with you next week, but we better get that phone number in here so people know how to get a hold of you if they're interested getting into the real estate market.
Honestly, if there's anything I can do for you, if you have questions about your current home, maybe you'd like to sell, you're not sure what it's worth, is it the right time to buy? Any of those questions, anything related remotely to real estate, do not hesitate to call me. My phone number is 507-259-4926. And I really honestly look forward to your calls.
Fantastic. You enjoy the rest of the weekend, Robin, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. You too.
Yeah, all right. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC.